The Poor People's Campaign held their fourth week of protests at the state capitol on Monday, June 4th. The focus this week was health care and climate justice. WOOC interviewed Charlie Bowman of the Environmental Justice Center of the Western New York Peace Center, Barbara Smith, one of the state co-coordinators of the Poor People's Campaign, and Heron Simmons from Voice Buffalo.
We're talking with Charlie Bowman of the Environmental Justice Task Force of the Western New York Peace Center, and we're here at the Poor People's Campaign. Charlie, what brings you here today?
Well, today it's the environment and healthcare, and we're asking for 100% renewables transition, ASAP, and we're asking for a single-payer healthcare system, a robustly funded single-payer healthcare system where everybody in, nobody out. And those are the main asks this week.
Now, of course, when people think about the Poor People's Campaign, they think about issues like affordable housing and the minimum wage and poverty. Why address issues like the climate?
The climate is, transitioning to renewable energies will create hundreds of thousands of jobs in New York State. Haul a lot of people out of poverty, and so all of these issues are connected. And you know, the jobs issue, the climate, healthcare is a fantastic job creator. And transitioning to renewables is a terrific job creator. I mean, lots of studies on that.
Well, do low-income people get more impacted by, say, climate change than other communities?
Well, they live in those communities where all the extraction is going on, all the dangerous hauling of fossil fuels is running through their communities. You don't see wealthy people living next door to the Port of Albany, for example. Where all those bomb trains are coming in and out. I just drove by it today, and there was a whole bunch of tankers, probably ethanol, but it's still a bomb train and dangerous. And now the bomb trains are again coming through. The Bakken Oil bomb trains are again coming through New York State, and they go through Buffalo. They go through the poor sections of Buffalo. And God forbid, if one of those tankers leaked or exploded, there would be a conflagration, like perhaps Lake Megantic, which is coming up on the fifth year now in July. So
that was in Canada?
Quebec, Canada. 57 people lost their lives, plus two first responders committed suicide in the years afterwards. All this extractive economy that we have is causing a lot of deaths. We're still burning coal in New York State at two places, and the question is why. We have the ability to transition to renewables. All the technology is there. The only thing that's stopping it are the people in that building across the street. The state capitol. One house, refuses to vote on one of the bills that are associated with that. Anyways, that's why we're here. We'll be back again next week and the following week and the weeks and months ahead as the organization effort continues with the Poor People's Campaign.
Thank you, Charlie Bowman. So we're talking with Barbara Smith, who's one of the statewide coordinators for the Poor People's Campaign. This, I think, is the third or fourth week. Barbara, what's this week's theme, and why does that tie into the Poor People's Campaign?
Well, this week, week four, we're focusing on access to universal single-payer health care for all, which is a right, not a privilege, as it currently is considered to be a privilege, and so many millions of people do not have health care. We're also focusing on having a clean and safe environment for all.
And I know certainly there's been a lot of environmental justice problems here in the city of Albany, South End, the oil bomb trains, the situation at the Sheridan Avenue. How does climate change impact upon poor people?
Well, climate change and all environmental wrongs, dangerous situations, they affect poor people and poor people of color disproportionately. So often, the plants, you know, the fuel plants and the fracking and all the different kinds of things that other communities are able with their power and their privilege to keep out. We don't necessarily have that power and privilege, and so they plunk all that stuff, all that poison, right where we live.
And how I know the state legislature has passed, at least the state assembly, single-payer health care the last 3 years. What are the prospects this year?
I don't know, because I don't follow the legislature like that. So you may ask someone else that question. But I think, you know, with our dysfunctional New York State legislature, that often the most useful and progressive and supportive to just regular people things that could be passed, they often don't get out. So there are only a few days left of this session, and we'll see what happens. But even with a new kind of configuration in the Senate, we may not get very far with that this year.
Now, the Poor People's Campaign is actually a nationwide movement. How, I don't know, excited or what sort of been the good news by the this resurgence?
The good news is that right here at this moment, there are at least 3 dozen states doing the exact same thing. This is a national movement with a great grassroots, state-by-state, tactical way of being implemented. So the fact that people all over this nation are mobilized and recognizing the incredible wrongs and the incredible attacks on people who don't have privilege and who don't have what they need to survive, who are living, if they're lucky, in their cars, who are living on the street if they don't have a car, homelessness, poverty, lack of access to quality health care, as I said, all of those things, we are speaking out and trying to change the national moral narrative around what's important.
And if people want to support the Poor People's Campaign, how can they find out about the Poor People's Campaign?
Two good ways. You can go to the New York State Poor People's Campaign Facebook page. That's just put in your Google or your search engine, New York State Poor People's Campaign, and our Facebook page will pop right up. And then the other way is to look at the national website, which is poorpeoplescampaign.org.
Thank you, Barbara Smith. So we're talking next with Heron Simmons, who's with Voice Buffalo and also the Western New York Peace Center. So Heron, why is Voice Buffalo connected to the Poor People's Camp?
Well, Voice Buffalo is a consortium of church and community organizations that are trying to push social justice issues, and we're focused on a campaign around criminal justice reform. We're also interested in helping immigrants and refugees. So there are a number of, the Poor People's Campaign really affects the broad middle of the country, right? These issues are fundamental issues that are of impact to so many lives. So, you know, the criminal justice piece, that's my focus. You know, so many of these issues overlap with issues of access to health care. They tend to be bound up with issues of poverty. Most people don't choose lives of crime. Mm-hmm. It's largely negative circumstances that push desperate people to desperate actions. So, you know, there's certainly some ill will out there, but there are structural reasons that undergird many of the problems that our country has chosen to take sort of a quick fix approach to. So, you know, we'd like to see more of a shift in our focus from this punitive system to a system that addresses the root causes and problems, and so many of those root causes are poverty. Mm-hmm. So, and of course, the Peace Center and Voice Buffalo actually are both backers of the Poor People's Campaign. So we've been involved in the organizing of the effort.
Okay. So in terms of for instance, I know our school system, housing in New York State, is actually the most segregated of any state in the country. You know, what are some of the anti-poverty initiatives that, you know, we should be seeing?
Well, first of all, I didn't know that we were the most segregated.
Number one in income inequality, number one in schools, number one in housing.
Income inequality, that's disappointing. I was educated. I grew up I'm an immigrant from Jamaica, but I mm-hmm. grew up in New York City, and that's where I started my schooling. Mm-hmm. So that's sad to hear.
And New York City's pretty leads the way in the segregation. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that it's poverty, and we basically segregate our housing, and then that results in the schools being segregated.
Right. Buffalo, last time I saw statistics about this, we've fluctuated. We were number 6 most segregated city. We've been as high as number 3 in the 90s. So, you know, that's certainly a point of concern for us in Western New York and Buffalo. But your specific question is, I'm sorry.
What are some of the anti-poverty things that the Poor People's Campaign would like to see the state or even the federal government address?
Well,
I mean, obviously today is single-payer health care, but...
I want to stick with our focus. Health care is such a big issue. So there's over 1 million New Yorkers who lack health insurance. That's certainly an issue for the impoverished. And another stat that I think is really striking, 43% of adults who have health insurance are struggling to pay their deductibles. So we're seeing rising costs. You know, New York's a blue state, and we've gone along with the Affordable Health Care Plan, but we're still struggling. There are states in the union, actually most of the red states, are doing twice as bad as states like New York. So certainly it's a concern. Health care has a huge impact for impoverished people. Another stat I can share, the United States of America, it's not just New York, but the United States of America spends more per capita on health care than any other country on earth, approximately $10,350 a year. So, you know, this one of the many issues we're here lobbying about today is single-payer health care. We want to see every person be covered. And it's not just... A do-gooder agenda, right? It's not just a social justice warrior is the term people are using to sort of dismiss us, but it makes sense. It's actually more efficient, and it would bring us more in line with our international competitors, right? Because industrialized countries all across the world are doing better. So the cost of our exports are more expensive because we have to pay more for health insurance.
Well, Heron, I want to appreciate your time. Heron Simmons from Voice Buffalo and Western New York Peace Center.
That was a report by WOOC correspondent Mark Dunley with our ongoing coverage of the Poor People's Campaign.